Welcome to Business Growth Tips, where you can learn practical ways to grow your business. I will help you find and keep more customers, improve your marketing and communication, increase the capabilities of your staff, and utilize your hidden knowledge assets to increase profits. My name is Beth Agnew. I am an educator and business consultant. Today's podcast is Better is the Enemy of Good Enough. That's a Russian proverb. Rather than being a comment on quality, it reminds us that sometimes you just have to ship. We know there are things we could always do better. If you subscribe to the idea of continuous quality improvement as I do, then striving for excellence is a worthy endeavor. Unfortunately, if you don't have a plan in place to release interim levels of quality, your business can get stalled with no revenue until you reach your quality target. Much better then to keep pushing out product and keep growing the business while you concurrently keep improving the quality of your input, resources, and output. This is a principle well understood by the software industry. Now, anyway. Iterative product development is a solid development methodology that allows the company to release good working versions of software, knowing that there will be some fixes necessary. That doesn't mean they skimp on quality during development. Well, not in principle, anyway. It means that each iteration is a discrete set of features, and those are the things that they concentrate on getting right for each release. If a new idea comes up, or a new direction, it is scheduled for a future release. Thus, they avoid the creeping elegance syndrome of delaying the product to make it better. Writing is a similar process. It has always been iterative, with one draft or revision after another. Like software, or any other creative discipline, the product can always be tweaked and polished and improved. But to keep your business afloat, and especially to keep growing, you need to get the product to the customers so you can take in the revenue. Without sales, you're going nowhere fast. It certainly takes discipline to hold the line on feature creep. It takes a rigorous process to ensure everyone involved focuses on getting the best product possible out now, knowing that it could be made even better. When good enough is sufficient, why delay shipping to make it better? And if we factor in the law of discernment, that if you spend so ever many more hours making it better, but customers cannot tell the difference, there is no profit in worrying overly much about the very best quality, only the quality that is good enough to get the job done. To use two good business cliches, concentrate on first things first and don't sweat the small stuff. Thanks for being with us at Business Growth Tips. My name is Beth Agnew and the blog is at bizgrow.blogspot.com. Bizgro is B-I-Z-G-R-O.